Madison, Wisconsin is as good as it gets.
It's all about the Badgers.
Go Badgers!
Go Badgers! Go
Badgers!
Games like this is what really separates college football from everything else.
Open up the history books. Here comes Rondell.
That was J.J. Watt, and what a story this young man is.
Gordon again! What a performance by Melvin Gordon!
And the pass rush gets home for the Badgers.
Camp Randall lets it roar.
An unrivaled fan base. The best college sports town in the world. This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day.
And just like that, the 2024 Wisconsin Badgers football season comes to a historic end. For the first time in 22 years, the Wisconsin Badgers do not finish bowl eligible. 5-7, the overall record. They will not participate in a bowl game pending some type of miracle with academic participation rates, however that all works out. It's not going to happen.
Turn it down.
I don't think it should happen, quite honestly. I think it's time to put a bow on this 2024 season. It's ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light. Jesse Nelson, former Badger, Brad Nortman, and you know we're going to have plenty to talk about coming up on this show. We're with you till 4:15 this afternoon. The phone number to get into the show is 844-770-3776. And we welcome all of you watching on the ESPN Milwaukee and ESPN Madison YouTube channels, in addition to listening to us on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee and 100.5 ESPN Madison. Again, the phone number is 844-770-3776. Something tells me we'll be taking your calls throughout today's show. Wisconsin loses. They finished the 2024 season 5-7, and Brad Nortman, there is a sign up here on the other side of Monk's Bar and Grill in Middleton that says, "It's a great day to be a Badger fan." I think we might have to take that sign down today.
Yeah, I think it's officially time to close the book on what is modern Wisconsin Badger football. The greatness that we know of, if we're going to call Wisconsin football a great program, I think officially today Minnesota handed the Badgers their death certificate in what looks like, what we know to be Wisconsin football is now officially dead. That bowl streak crushed. That matters. You do it in embarrassing fashion, losing to your historic rival, to then lose it at home, fighting for your life in bowl eligibility. And what I saw was an absolutely gutless, spineless, and cowardly performance. I mean, there was no intensity, no desire, no passion. It seemed like there was a hapless scheme. We were out physical, out passioned, out toughness. There was no part of the game that I felt like Wisconsin had the upper hand, whether it be intensity, toughness, scheme. And honestly, it looked like a bunch of guys that didn't give a damn about the W or playing for their season life. That is on Coach Fickell to get the guys up for a game like this. If you don't take this game personally, if you don't take the bowl streak personally, if you don't take the game against Minnesota and holding on to the axe personally, then you don't have a pulse. You do not have a pulse for this state. You don't have a pulse for this fan base. You don't have a pulse for the alumni. And as an alumni and as a fan, I'm nauseated. I'm literally nauseated seeing Minnesota run across the sideline, grab the axe, and on Camp Randall, chop down the field goal post at Camp Randall. I mean, Minnesota figuratively walked into Camp Randall, cigar in mouth, pulled the pants down of Wisconsin, and smiled as they did it. And the fact of the matter is, I'm glad this team is not going to a bowl game. They don't deserve it, Jesse. They do not deserve the privilege and the gift that is going to a bowl. I mean, that is something that needs to be earned. It's a reward for a great season, and this has been the opposite of a great season. This has been an embarrassing season. It's been the worst season that I can ever think of as a fan. I mean, literally, since I've been in diapers, they haven't had this bad of a season. My first season that I can actually put to recollection is the 94 Rose Bowl. So since then, all I've known is respectable Wisconsin football, and that is how far this program has descended. It is no longer a respectable, feared even middling Big Ten program, and we have proved that by losing all of the trophy games that Wisconsin plays for, in and not even lost them, Jesse. Iowa, Nebraska, Minnesota, your usual measuring sticks that you'd usually think are fairly easy wins. You're going to get at least two out of the three. Embarrassed, all three games. Embarrassed from start to finish. So I look at this and I say, this is the worst loss I've ever seen. This is an embarrassing showing by the Wisconsin Badgers, encapsulating the worst season I've ever seen. After the Oregon game, I looked at that offense and I said, Coach Longo's seat is an absolute inferno right now. And he ended up getting fired. I look at Coach Fickell right now, and I'm not saying it's an inferno, but it's hot. I mean, you have to reprove yourself to the Wisconsin fan base, alumni, everyone that has a pulse for this program. You need to reprove it, because I'm seeing nothing but press clippings, political answers, and nothing on the field that gives me any hope for the future. It is baseless, blind hope that this team can turn it around, because we just have not seen it on the field. So as a fan and as an alum, I'm nauseated, I'm sick at it, and I think that this is just an absolute performance that showed a lack of guts and desire for the Wisconsin program, and they do not deserve to go to a bowl game.
I'm not sure I could summarize it better than the former Badger just did. 844-770-3776. I want to shake your hand for how well said that entire soliloquy was, Brad.
Well, thank you, Jesse. It comes out of frustration. It's almost like, I'm sure Badger fans are out there feeling what I am trying to express, in that I'm dumbfounded at the collapse of this program. I mean, you talk about, if you would have explained this to me, close your eyes. If you're driving, keep your eyes open. But if you're not driving, close your eyes and imagine any previous season, launching back all the way to however long this bowl streak goes or whatever. Imagine that you lose this historic bowl streak, something that has been has personified the greatness, the stability, the consistency of Wisconsin football.
Yes.
And say that you're gonna blow it at home against Minnesota. I mean, that is just it's a disgusting thought, and it's what we're living today. This was a nightmare scenario, and the nightmare has come true. So I'm not at a loss of words, because I had a lot of words that just came spewing out. But I'm dumbfounded by the collapse of this program, and they're seemingly taking steps backward, right? Because Coach Fickell took over this program, and I get it. I get that it takes time to move things to what he promised us all. He promised us national contention. Big Ten championships weren't good enough. We want national championships. All these things that we're dreaming big. And I bought it, Jesse. I bought it. I bought the product. I bought into the marketing scheme, and the product has not matched what the marketing scheme is. And not only that, but they've regressed, Jesse. They've regressed. I don't know who this team is. They lack more DNA and more identity than they ever have before. There's more question marks than ever before, and I don't know what the next steps forward are. So this is a huge offseason that this team won't get extra practices to be able to develop their young guys. And Coach Fickell, this is the biggest offseason of his coaching tenure. If things don't start to turn around next year, and I'm talking about real steps in the right direction, no more excuses. For all those who are listening, go home, and when you have a chance, Google the 2025 Wisconsin Badger football schedule. It is a gauntlet. It is tough. It won't get any easier. But guess what? This is the new Big Ten. It won't get any easier. So no more excuses. You need to see steps forward. You need to win at least two out of the three trophy games. You got to get to eight wins. You got to get a signature win. 3 years is enough. I'm not even asking for college football playoff. I'm not even asking for what you promised us. I'm asking for what a traditional, normal, stabilized, consistent Wisconsin Badger football team would actually be able to deliver on, because we haven't even seen that. We got embarrassed by all of our rivals across the year. And I used to look forward to Saturdays. I don't look forward to them anymore, Jesse. I don't. It's too painful. I'm glad this season's over, because it needed to end. What is the worst season that I have any memory of? I'm ready for an off season. I'm ready to turn the page to Badger basketball and Packer football, for goodness sakes.
Big one with Marquette next Saturday.
Yeah.
844-770-3776 is your number to get into the show. I know we have several callers already on hold. Please stay there. We will get to you coming up on the other side of our first commercial break. 844-770-3776. That at the opening statement of former Badger Brad Nortman, the first time in 22 seasons that the Wisconsin Badgers are not bowl eligible. They finish 5-7 following a 24-7 loss at the hands of the rival Minnesota Golden Gophers at Camp Randall on Black Friday.
And just to keep going, because I'm just keep pulling the report.
Please
on
do.
Me, Jesse.
This is all here, for you, Brad.
And here's the thing. You know, no matter what happens underneath Coach Fickell's tenure at Wisconsin, maybe he turns it around, and maybe we're talking college football playoff in 2 years, and maybe this program just takes a complete 180, and in 2 years from now, we're celebrating the fact that we're going to the Big Ten Championship. However, forever on his tenure, forever on his watch, this bowl streak will have ended. That's something that Coach Alvarez started, baton passed to Coach Bielema, Coach Anderson even, Coach Chris, and then for a year Coach Fickell. But it ended on his watch. And I know that bowls outside the college football playoff don't matter, right? We all know that. But it's what it represented. It represented consistency, mm-hmm. stability. Wisconsin as a program that never dips too low. That, like, you look around and say, well, our worst season is going to a bowl game, being 500, and giving our fans at least something to look forward to, and being just the model of consistency. And you only do that with a very stable foundation that has no cracks in it. Look at this foundation. There's cracks everywhere, Jesse. So I don't know where they go from here. There are so many problems to fix, and we're 2 years into this Luke Fickell experiment, and I feel like we've only taken steps backward.
844-770-3776, one of the most uninspired halves of Badgers football I think we've ever seen, if not the entire game. 24-7, Wisconsin falls at the hands of the Minnesota Golden Gophers. They are 5-7, rounding out the 2024 season. They are not bowl eligible for the first time since 2001. Snaps the third longest streak of bowl eligibility in the country. Snaps the longest streak of winning seasons in the country. Coincidentally, Wisconsin and Oklahoma State, the two teams that had the longest streaks of active winning seasons, both coming to an end today as their seasons officially end here in 2024. Oklahoma State way under 500. They lost to Colorado earlier, but they had already clinched being under 500 before this day today. Wisconsin officially clinching with a loss to Minnesota here at Camp Randall.
Yeah, Jesse, I think of what 22 years represents. If Coach Fickell were to start a new 22-year bowl streak, we're talking, we're almost in year 2050 when it would end. You and I would be closer to 60, Jesse. We'd be in our upper 50s when it gets there. So it is on one part of me, it's important to take a moment and represent how incredible of a streak that was, right? I mean, there's a reason why it was amongst the longest stretches in all of college football as far as an active streak and, as you mentioned, a winning record. So that's worth mentioning. I was on teams that were a part of that, and we all rooted for teams from start to finish of that. But it just makes it all the more hard seeing it now come to an end, and come to an end in such an uninspiring, embarrassing fashion, not only this game, this first half, but in the entire season. I mean, I'm sorry, you cannot tell me that there is a major talent gap between Wisconsin and Minnesota, Wisconsin and Nebraska, Wisconsin and Iowa. You can't tell me there's a major talent gap. If we were talking about Oregon, if we're talking about Bama, okay, yeah, those guys are elite. Yeah,
those
guys
are blue bloods.
Those
right.
are blue bloods. So yes, there's a talent gap there. And until we figure out recruiting and NIL, that'll be the case. But all these middle of the pack Big Ten teams that are 6-5 and 5-6 and whatever, you cannot tell me there's a talent gap. That tells me that desire, heart, scheme, preparation, Fickell getting these dudes ready to play and having some passion to wear the W, it's just not there, which is a huge problem, and that's got to get fixed right now.
So, obviously, you are the former Badger on this panel. I didn't even go to the school, but I love the school. I grew up watching them. I grew up cheering for them. And even when I attended Bradley University in Illinois, I was still a Badger fan every Saturday because Bradley didn't have a football team. So I could stay loyal to the Badgers through and through. This is by far the worst season that I can ever remember experiencing as a Wisconsin Badgers football fan. And there have been some tough ones. I remember going to playing Cal Poly, going to overtime in the late, early 2000s. Were you on that team?
I was on that team.
You were on that
team? I was on that team. That was a bad year, Jesse.
It was tough.
I remember that year.
Still made a bowl game.
Still made a bowl game. And just for reference, like, that was a... The sky is falling inside the buildings.
Yeah.
It was, I think it was 9 wins the year before. And then the year after, we got to 10 wins. So, and then obviously the Rose Bowl runs. But inside the building, it was like, Coach Bielema directly saying everybody's on notice. This is unacceptable. The entire offseason, it's like, you know, if someone was late or whatever, it's like, this is 7-6. Blank, explicitive. Mm-hmm. It was used as motivation. They were incredibly hard on us. It was the hardest offseason I had ever experienced. It was not accepted. It was not okay. And it was like hair on fire type urgency to make sure that never happened. I don't know if I even see that hair on fire type urgency, but continue.
So as a fan, this is by far to me the worst season that I have ever experienced. And I'm 32 years old. I understand that there's an older generation than me that has experienced worse consistent Badger football memories. And that's the question we're asking today. Is this the worst season you have ever experienced as a Wisconsin football fan? In addition to your thoughts on the game, in addition to your thoughts on recapping this season, is this the worst season you have ever experienced as a Wisconsin Badgers football fan? 844-770-3776. Again, plenty of calls already lining up. We're going to get to all of you coming up next as Brad and I are broadcasting live from Monks in Middleton. Come on out and join us. You know, we're relishing all this stuff together. Come on out. Enjoy a Coors Light on Black Friday. Plenty of room for you out here. Enjoy. My friends are here. I got some of our teammates are here. Mm-hmm. Come on out and enjoy a Coors Light and wallow in the tragedy of the 2024 Wisconsin Badgers football season. If you're just leaving the stadium, although there's not many of you, most of you left by the end of jump around, come on out to Monks in Middleton and experience this with us. 844-770-3776. ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light. When you need to refresh on game day, choose a beer as cold as the Rockies, cold filtered, cold lagered, and cold packaged for peak refreshment. Win or lose, when the mountains are blue, you know what to do, and that's crush a Coors Light. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, gold in Colorado. Your phone calls. Cannot wait to hear from you. This is a show for you, the fans. 844-770-3776. Wisconsin falls to Minnesota, snapping the nation's longest active winning season streak and the third longest active bowl streak. 5-7, the overall record for the Badgers in 2024. Your phone calls are next. It's ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light. You know, has anyone thought maybe this song is part of the reason the Badger season was so terrible? I don't know. I'm looking for any reasons we can find. Jesse Nelson, Brad Norman live from Monks in Middleton. It's the ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day postgame show, brewed by Coors Light. Wisconsin snaps its longest streak in the country of active winning consecutive seasons. The third longest active bowl streak in the country comes to an end as well. 24-7, the Minnesota Golden Gophers reclaim Paul Bunyan's axe, sticking it to the Badgers to put a pin in the 2024 college football season for the Wisconsin Badgers. 844-770-3776 is your number to get into the show. This is the show for you. So if you're heading home from the game, heading home from shopping, heading home from the bar, or the establishments that you were watching today's game, or if you're just at home and instead of taking care of some chores on Black Friday, you just want to weigh in with us, we're here for you. 844-770-3776. We begin fittingly with the guy who has batted leadoff on most College Game Day postgame shows for the last few years, Scott in Fort Worth. Scott, the floor is yours as the Badgers lose 24-7 to the Minnesota Golden Gophers.
Hey, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy holidays. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
Our pleasure.
I'm not surprised. Yeah, I'm not surprised. I told y'all last week they weren't going to show up. You know, they gutless. We are a team of the talentless led by the king of incompetence. Luke Fickell's got to go. I don't care. You lose as many games as you lost this year to your rivals, and in every game of that rivalry, you don't get your team coached up. And of the game of all games where there was a fire under your tail to get your team coached up, you didn't do it, and it was hilariously bad how you didn't do it. Run, don't walk to Jim Leonard's house after the season's over and get this guy on the team and get rid of Fickell right now. Absolutely the most pathetic performance I've seen for a team that had their back up against the wall. They didn't care. They're still fat on their turkey from yesterday. They just wanted to go home. That's exactly what it looked like, especially after the first half. I just looked at my wife and I said, these guys act like they don't even want to be out there. But again, I'm not surprised because Luke Fickell's the one coaching them. So he fires his offensive coordinator and his team still only mustered 7 points. And he got a kicker that can't seem to make a field goal here lately either. I don't know what's wrong with Bakos, but I don't understand. You know, I just don't get how you don't get your team coached up for that. The guy's not a leader. The guy's a chump. The guy's a fool. He doesn't know what he's doing. He needs to go. You should have hired Jim Leonard. McIntosh, you should be on the seat too, pal. I hope you're listening because your football IQ as far as hiring is less than awesome right now, dude, less than mediocre. You're going to get destroyed next year too. I mean, you're right. I looked at the schedule next week. I had no idea it was that hard, so I looked at it last week. They're going to get destroyed next year. Don't expect a bowl game next year, Wisconsin fans. Don't do it. Find an alternate team, somebody you can root for so your season isn't that big of a trash or a bummer, because Wisconsin is not getting there. I guarantee it. And to answer your question from, I think, before the break, is it the most disappointing season or the worst season, I guess? Yeah, yep. Because we had that 22-year streak going to a bowl game, and now it's gone. And like I said, I was in my late 20s. I'm 52 now. I believe I think the math's right there. And then now it's like, well, I don't even care about bowl season now. It's like, who cares, you know? I mean, at least watching like the Las Vegas Bowl or something like that was mildly entertaining around the holidays. But, you know, but again, I don't think these guys care. I don't think Fickell may act like he cares, but you're right. He gives the same old, deer in the headlight look. I was wondering if Eberflus was coaching his team or if it was Fickell.
Oh my God! Oh no, Scott!
The only difference between these two is that Eberflus got his pink sleep yesterday. So I'm done ranting. I hope you guys have a great holiday season. Except for you, Luke Fickell. I hope you get a pink slip from Santa in your stocking sooner than later, pal. I love you guys. Thanks for taking my calls all year. God bless you.
Thanks, Scott.
That's your leadoff hitter, Scott in Fort Worth. He wants Luke Fickell gone, getting a pink slip for Christmas. 844-770-3776. Brad, what do you think?
I mean, he nailed it on the head. I mean, Scott is always very direct and very opinionated and passionate, which you love about him. Mm-hmm. But he's exactly right. I mean, and to piggyback off of worst season, I mean, the only other years that they won 5 games and missed a bowl, 1996 and 2001. Each of those years were 2 years removed from a Rose Bowl win. This is under Barry Alvarez. So basically they peaked, and then you had to refill the coffers. So this is so painful because you haven't been relevant in years. At least with those, you are still working from the shadow of Rose Bowl victories. In our case, we haven't been relevant on a national setting for years. So Wisconsin not only missed a bowl game, you definitely can't call them a great football program. They're not even a good football program at this point. They're average at best, and this is what average at best programs do.
ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, Jesse Nelson, Brad Nortman, brought to you by Starion Bank. Experience a banking relationship where your goals are their priority. As a community bank with a commitment to Dane County, Starion Bank redefines local banking in the Madison area. Visit one of their convenient branches in Middleton, Sun Prairie, or Monona, and learn more online at starionbank.com. 844-770-3776 is your way into the show. Again, if you're on hold, stay there. We will get to you coming up. Plenty of calls to get to, including we go to the phones now, and we welcome in a former ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day host, currently residing in beautiful, sunshiny Florida. I hope that can lift his spirits today. Colin Russo joins us on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, a Wisconsin alum. Colin, the floor is yours.
Howdy, fellas. How are we doing on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light? What's going on?
A lot of pain, Colin.
The times were better when you were here. I'll admit that.
And things weren't even that good then.
We're at Monkson Middleton, right? Something like that?
Monkson Middleton, the location today. If you're in the area, Colin, feel free to come on out and join us for a Coors Light. Sounds like you could use one.
Well, okay, I'm nowhere near there, but I'll tell you one thing. You mentioned the fact that I work out of West Palm Beach now, so maybe the weather would lift my spirit. I'll give you a little sense of it. I'm in Connecticut. It's 22 degrees out. I haven't seen the sunlight in about 3 days. It's talking about bringing my mood down. That's exactly what's going on here. I'm no longer in that Florida weather. What the hell did I just watch on CBS at noon on a Friday? What was that, fellas? That was one of the worst games I think I've ever seen. Those first 7-8 drives for Wisconsin was as ugly as it could possibly get. Now, if Minnesota, on the other hand, couldn't move the ball in a big spot earlier in the year, and all of a sudden, the most methodical drive we've ever seen, those first couple drives there in that first half. Unbelievable. So my question to you guys, I'm sure you guys have been talking about this, and I'm just thinking out loud here. Where do you even go from here? What is the first level of address here? Because Fickell's not going anywhere. Let's establish that. And I'm not a Fickell guy. I know Scott in Fort Worth wants Fickell out. That buyout is $42 million. Even if Wisconsin can afford that, which they can't, who are you going to go get? So let's erase that right there. But where do you even go from here? And I'm curious on your two perspectives here, Jesse and Brad, because is it just readdress the coordinator position? Are we supposed to put that much confidence in the freshman class coming in the current one now? Why didn't they play the freshman quarterback? It sounds like he's half out the building if he's not getting a shot there and they're still going to Braden Locke week by week. Either he's terrible or he's halfway out the door. There's no in between. So I don't know they're supposed to go from here. Where is there a sense of any sort of optimism regarding this football program?
Yeah, Colin, I mean, I hosted the show right alongside you last year, so you had a front row view of the team last year, and they've taken steps back. They've regressed. This team has gotten worse in a lot of ways, and that's reflected in the record, and it leaves me having more questions than answers. I would think after 2 years there'd be some semblance of a DNA or an identity, and you're not getting any of that. There's so many needs. There's still no physical play. They lose the battle up front on the line of scrimmage. The skill players are okay around the perimeter, but, I mean, don't you imagine there's going to be a mass exodus of people leaving this program starting tomorrow? I think the biggest questions that need to get answered are quarterback, which there's no easy answers to. You're going to have to get someone else's cast off in the transfer portal, which is like okay, not great options. And then the young guys that you're getting in, I mean, reports are from Metoyer that he is far from ready to be able to take over as a quarterback.
Believe me, I think we're all on the same page. If maybe Metoyer had anything this year, he would have been out there a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, like,
Braden Locke hasn't been that good.
Right.
Yeah, and my concern is, you know, these guys that you're getting in, right? You get Carter Smith, who's a four-star, biggest recruit for the quarterback position since Graham Mertz, right? And you get these other guys flipping. What percentage of these guys are actually going to play a down for Wisconsin, right? I mean, it could 50% maybe with the transfer portal. I mean, you have no ability to actually develop guys. Back in the day, you get them to commit, and they are yours. You basically can't transfer. You develop them, you toughen them up for 3 years, and they are men ready to go in there. You can change at any moment. You can pivot at any moment. So I don't even think that these guys coming in are going to be deal breaker, going to be game breakers for the team. You got to rely on the transfer portal. Coach Fickell needs to absolutely nail the offensive coordinator hire, and you got to get a quarterback that's competent. But that's just the start of it, because it's not like they dominate at any position group. O-line isn't what the O-line used to be. D-line is absolutely atrocious. Secondary linebacker is very average. There's not a lot of skill. There's not a lot of toughness on this team. So this isn't I don't know. I mean, I have very little evidence for hope. It's very much blind hope at this point.
Well, isn't it funny that you say that? I agree. This is a lot of the Wisconsin of the past. You know, what people used to say back in the Chris days when, in a lot of ways, they were just a quarterback away. If they had a quarterback, if they had a passing game, that was really the deciding factor on whether this team was competing for titles versus in the 8-9 win range. This is not that. This is not that they are just a piece or two away from really taking the next step into national prominence. They are so much farther from that than people realize. This team is not just a quarterback away. This team is several pieces on the coaching staff away. It is a complete overhaul in the identity way. That there is no sense of what part of the team can we build off of. There's no running game to build off of. There's no defense to build off of. They were getting killed in every big game they played other than Oregon. They played tough in Oregon, fine. Alabama, they get absolutely wild. Whether Van Dyke went down or another thing, they still would have gotten killed. That Penn State game, that second half was atrocious. The second half in USC was absolutely atrocious, and USC stinks on top of that. Iowa didn't even bother to show up. The Minnesota game was a disaster, and the Nebraska game was a disaster. They have so much bigger problems comparatively to just the quarterback. They have an identity problem. They have a pride problem. Brad knows so much about being a prideful Wisconsin Badger. There was not a sense, not a lick of that. You couldn't even smell it from a mile away. On the sense of pride that's in that building. They don't play like they want, that they're trying to represent the brand and the business and the school and basically that red W that all the Pac players have been talking about. This is so much bigger of a problem than just addressing one or two pieces. This needs an overhaul and a big reflective period of identity.
Colin, I'm going to let you go so we can get to some of the other callers that are waiting on hold. But what's the name of that show that you host down there in Florida these days? What is that called again? Where can people find you?
Yeah, for people wanting to get a fix of what's going on in the West Palm side of things, we talked about it a little. I squeeze in my Wisconsin when I get a chance. But Russo and Rizzo, of course, on ESPN 106.3 at ESPN West Palm. So you can catch that along on socials at ESPN West Palm if you want to tune into me. 4 to 6, the 3 to 5 Central Time, 4 to 6 Eastern Time. There's my little plug. I appreciate it, Jesse and Brad. You guys take care and give the people at Monk's
Thanks, Colin.
Wisconsin Badgers. We will. Wisconsin Badgers making waves everywhere, including Colin Russo, host of Russo and Rizzo on ESPN West Palm, joining us from Connecticut for that call. Mm. Brad, any final thoughts on what Colin said there before we get to more calls coming up?
Yeah, Colin's exactly right. I mean, there's not a lot of building blocks that you look at and say, well, at least we can lean on this. And I would go further than even the players on the field. I struggle to see how Coach Fickell and this coaching staff are inspiring to play for. I've never heard him speak and think, whoa, I could play for this guy. So I'm sure he's a great guy. I'm sure behind closed doors he's great. But, like, oftentimes you see a coach in rebuild mode and you're like, well, the players aren't there, but, man, when I listen to this coach talk, I could run through a wall for him. I don't hear that when I hear Coach Fickell. It sounds like very much politicized, kind of like staple-type sentiments that lack kind of normal Wisconsin passion. So maybe he's saying different things behind the scenes to recruits, to players, but not only is it players, but coaches lack a certain passion and fire that I would expect out of this program.
More of your calls, your texts coming up next. ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day brewed by Coors Light. Jesse Nelson, Brad Norman live at Monk's in Middleton. 844-770-3776. Is this the worst experience you've ever had watching a Wisconsin Badgers football season? For me and Brad, yes it is. How about for you? 844-770-3776. Those of you on hold, please stay there. We will get to you coming up, I promise, on the other side of the break. In the meantime, save money and help save the planet. Ditch the energy bill and make the switch over to Everlight Solar, your local solar energy company based in Madison. Visit everlightsolar.com to learn more and make the switch today. Everlight Solar, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Jesse Nelson, former Badger punter Brad Nortman from Monk's in Middleton, the ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day postgame show. Wisconsin falls 24-7 at the hands of the Minnesota Golden Gophers. They lose the axe. They lose the third longest active bowl streak in the country, and they lose the active winning season streak in college football. More of your reactions next on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day.
Post-game reaction continues next. This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day. From L.A. to Piscataway, this is your college football scoreboard update, driven by Metro Ford of Madison.
What is up, Wisconsin? I'm Hunter Vaughn. Only one game has gone final in the Big Ten so far this weekend. We already know what the score is. Minnesota took home the axe 24-7 over Wisconsin. Nebraska is on the road at Iowa. So if you hate both of those teams, you can hate watch that at 6:30. That'll be on NBC. The rest of the Big Ten will play on Saturday, 11 o'clock. The game between Michigan and number 2 Ohio State at the Horseshoe in Columbus. And then number 23 Illinois is on the road at Northwestern. Maryland is on the road at number 4 Penn State. I guess that's a rivalry game, apparently. And number 5 Notre Dame heads to USC for a Battle of the Jeweled Shillelagh. That's at 2:30 on Saturday. Also at 2:30, Rutgers is at Michigan State. Again, don't know how that's a rivalry on rivalry weekend. Speaking of weird rivalries, Fresno State, they're at UCLA. Why not? Purdue is on the road at number 10, Indiana. And then to finish off rivalry week in the Big Ten, Washington is at number 1, Oregon, in the Cascadia clash between the two former Pac-12 teams. Game going on currently in college football. Mississippi State trails Ole Miss 3-0.
Metro Ford of Madison, Madison's trusted Ford dealership. Learn more at metrofordofmadison.com.
Live. Live from Monk's Bar and Grill in Middleton, Jesse Nelson, Brad Norman, ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light. The Badgers fall 24-7 to the Minnesota Golden Gophers. They lose the axe. They are not bowl eligible for the first time since 2001, snapping a 22-year streak, and they do not finish with a winning season, snapping the nation's longest active streak. 844-770-3776 is your way into the show. 844-770-3776. Back to the phones in a moment. First, I want to remind you, ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day brought to you by Concrete Lifting Technologies. Don't let your sidewalk or driveway get flagged for unnecessary roughness. Let Concrete Lifting Technologies level your uneven or cracked pavement and save the work of replacing it. Raise your game and your concrete. Visit itaintmudjack.com to get a free quote today. That's itaintmudjack.com. Back to the phones. He's been waiting patiently. Josh in Milwaukee, 844-770-3776. You're up next on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day. What you got, pal?
Hey, how's it going, guys? This was disgraceful and disgusting. Not just today, but the entire season. This ain't Badgers football, from what I remember going back all the way to the mid-90s when I was a youngster, single digits, you know, 8, 9 years old through high school in the 2000s. I'm almost 40. This is not Badger football. Fire Fickell. We got Flus out of there after looking dumbfounded every day.
I forgot this guy's a Bears fan.
Get Fickell out of there. Yeah. We got to start holding these guys accountable. You came in here talking a lot of stuff, and you failed miserably, buddy. Go back to wherever you came from because you didn't bring nothing here. Go to Jim Leonard. I agree with your first caller 100%. Jim Leonard should have got the job, just like how the Bears should have hired Jim Harbaugh. Like, you can't make astronomical mistakes like that and get away with it. I feel for Brad, as a former Badger himself, having to just deal with all the stuff that was lost today. I can't imagine what you guys are feeling, just absolute disappointment. Welcome to being a Bears fan. So,
heck of a day for you, Josh. Thanks
don't put
for the
that
call.
On us, Josh.
Thanks for the call, Josh. 844-770-3776. So I want to we'll get to how Brad feels here in a moment. I think you expressed it very well out of the gates. We'll circle back to it in a little bit here. I do want to address the Jim Leonard thing. I don't think it's fair to say that the Badgers would be in a better position today had they hired Jim Leonard 2 years ago. I think it's easy to say that because we now have the hindsight available of seeing how these first 2 years for Luke Fickell have panned out. But from all accounts, it seems like Jim Leonard is kind of over the college game. Like, he went to the NFL to become an assistant with Denver, and, like, he's done that now separately. And similarly to Paul Chryst, it seems like there's just a type of coach who isn't about being a head coach in college football. So I don't think it's just fair to say, well, Jim Leonard was a great defensive coordinator, should have been the head coach when given the opportunity. Who's to say the recruiting would be better? Who's to say that the program would be in better shape than it is today if Jim Leonard had taken over? I understand you can't take a victory lap if you're someone who supported the hiring of Luke Fickell instead of Jim Leonard now, given the circumstances. But I don't think it's fair to immediately say, like, call Jim Leonard tomorrow, offer him the job, tell him you made a mistake 2 years ago. Times are different. And I just don't think Jim Leonard wants to be a college football head coach anymore. Like, well, that just seems like the vibe that I get from understanding where the program has been the last couple of years.
Yeah, as far as hiring Coach Leonard now, let me tell you, if you were disrespected in a way that Coach Leonard was, would you come back to this program? I sure wouldn't. And from everything I know about where he's at in life and how it all went down, he ain't coming back. He is not coming back. And I could be wrong, but I don't think I am from what I know. So don't hold your breath for him coming back. And the problem is we just don't know. We don't know if things would be better or worse, the exact same, if Coach Leonard took over. I think there'd be less change, so I think it'd be a little bit more comfortable. And I think we would look at Coach Leonard as one of our own, right? I think we – because I think sometimes we look at Fickell – I know I feel this way – where I'm like, he doesn't – I know you can't just keep on running back with former Badgers and all that kind of stuff, but it does feel like it's all a little bit foreign to being a Wisconsin football fan and a Wisconsin football identity and DNA. So it might have been better under Jim Leonard. It might have been worse. We just don't know.
But that's what we wanted when Luke Fickell was hired. The whole reason to move on from Paul Chryst and to go a different direction was because we felt like Wisconsin football couldn't get over a hump. And you had to do something differently, not doing the traditional what's familiar with Wisconsin football, to try and evolve as a program in the new NIL, transfer portal, all this stuff. Like, you needed to do something to evolve. And Fickell felt like the guy that was a dream-type hire once we realized that Paul Chryst wasn't going to be the guy to lead Wisconsin into that future.
Right.
Fickell seemed like the guy, and it hasn't worked out in 2 years. Keep in mind, starting quarterback got hurt both years. Missed half the season, at least, both years. That factors in. I can't defend why the team looks so uninspired today. I can't defend that except for saying that NIL, transfer portal, guys already have a foot out the door. They're planning their social media graphics, thanking Wisconsin, saying it'll always be part of their DNA, and they're now entering the transfer portal to pursue opportunities starting tomorrow.
But it's a coach's job to inspire that out of kids, to lead them, to not have them focused on transfer portal, to have them focused on a team. I do believe that there are coaches that do that. And we can go through the list of guys that are succeeding, right? Coach Heupel for Tennessee, even pre-NIL when Tennessee really got money. In 2 years, he turned it around. I mean, Tennessee was a terrible, terrible football program, way worse than the Badgers. They didn't go to a bowl game for like 10 years. And within 2 years, he beat Bama in a 10-win season. You look at Indiana. You look at what Bielema is doing for Illinois. You look at what Matt Rule is doing for Nebraska. There are certain steps forward that you just expect. Nobody's expecting that Fickell creates a college football playoff type team, but there are certain minimums that you expect, certain respectable minimum floors that you expect, and he's not even doing that. It seems like he's not capturing the heart and the passion of these kids, and you're just wondering with like, how much toxicity and frustration need to bubble up before you're like, and you're right, at least Mac felt like a change was needed in order to take the next step, and it was a big swing. And when it's a big swing, you either hit the home run or you strike out in embarrassing fashion. And so far, midway through the swing, looks like you're not making any contact.
Coincidentally, JJ and Poinette texting in a little bit earlier on the text portion of our Tuck and text line, 844-770-3776. Ironically enough, our historic level of success would have put us in the playoff likely with the expansion to 12 teams.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah.
So if you want to think of it that way, I suppose. 844-770-3776. Let's go back to the phones. Steve hung up. Steve in Pewaukee. We're waiting forever, and he hung up now. Let's go to Green Bay. Eric in Green Bay. Welcome in ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day. Jesse and Brad. Wisconsin loses 24-7 to the Minnesota Golden Gophers.
Hey, guys. How you doing? But yeah, I know how you're all doing right now.
I think we're all on the same page on that front.
Yeah, yeah. Just kind of a few thoughts on piggybacking on what you were just saying. You know, going into the whole situation after Paul Chryst was fired, I was a big Jim Leonard guy because he seemed like the best available option. However, moving on to Luke Fickell, I think that's a decision, and we talked about the home run swing that we took and how that was kind of a needed move at the time. It reports would have come out, say we would have hired Jim Leonard and interviewed Fickell, and Fickell wanted the job, and Leonard would have failed. I said this earlier in the weekend, Jim, Matt, and Mike, there would have been a mutiny if we wouldn't have taken the coach that had taken a team to the college football playoffs and instead hired another one of our own. And that's the same argument that comes up every other year when the basketball team is kind of trending around average with Greg Gard, that we should have gone outside Wisconsin, and then it's that whole up and down cycle. The reason I called in, a couple things. Jesse, you're kind of the eternal optimist on the Badgers, so obviously, you know, your takes right now are even tough. earlier in the year, for sure, when the when all the Boo Birds were coming in on the offense and everything, when we were playing Western, and we were just kind of squeaking by on some of those easier non-con games. You were like, just hold out. I have faith. This will turn around. So you were definitely more optimistic than anybody on the phone lines, that's for sure. So
well, yeah, that's fair.
If you can, if you can find something to be positive about going forward, whether it's any member of the coaching staff, any position group, anything, like what right now as fans do you think that we have to hang our hats on? Because right now, again, it seems like we don't have
tough
an identity.
Question.
And it doesn't tough seem like there's a coach or anyone that's going to inspire us to get there. So I'm just looking for one thing. And right. I'm hoping you can provide that.
Oh, I'll do the best I can, Eric. Thanks so much for the call. 844-770-3776. Here's what I would be optimistic about, because apparently I'm the Badgers optimist on the panel instead of the Badgers alum, Brad Nortman, sitting right next to me. Here's what I'd be optimistic about. A new offensive coordinator is coming to town. Clearly the message that was sent by firing Phil Longo with 2 weeks to go in the season was that in it. And Luke Fickell came to an understanding that that was not the system that was going to work best for him leading this Wisconsin program moving forward, and he realizes that original hire of that offensive coordinator was a mistake. So whatever Luke Fickell decides to do, whatever Mac decides to do in working in tandem with the head coach to find out who the next offensive coordinator is, there is optimism there that Wisconsin's going to get back to basics and running the football efficiently and playing ground-and-pound tough power football that has made Wisconsin good for three decades. I think Luke Fickell understands he wants to be a tough team, and right now they just haven't been that offensively, and I think in large part that's because he has handed those reins over to an offensive coordinator who wasn't developing that type of system. I would also say, similar to what I had said moments ago and similar to what I said on the pregame show today, if you were able to join us for that, the starting quarterback who has been hurt for at least half the season each of the last 2 years that Luke Fickell's been here, Braden Locke was not supposed to start 8 games, play the majority of 9 this season. Clearly, if there was any confidence that Braden Locke was going to be the guy, he would have been the starter week one instead of Tyler Van Dyke. And I don't care what Phil Longo said about 1 and 1A, that's not a real thing. So if there was any actual confidence that Braden Locke was going to lead this team moving forward, he would have been the starter right away. And just because he took over and just because we're not as familiar with Tyler Van Dyke and some of the other players because of how college football works now, doesn't mean that we should have had the same fair expectation of Braden Locke that we did of Tyler Van Dyke or of Tanner Mordecai last year. Yes, you would hope that there's development. You would hope that there's progression, that you would get better, and I don't feel like Braden Locke has done that. So I think that clarifies to me he's not the guy moving forward, and we'll move on from that. But give this coaching staff just a little bit of leeway in that the starting quarterback of choice did not play at least half of each of the first 2 seasons. And if this was the Green Bay Packers and Jordan Love in his first 2 years as a starter missed half the season or more, you wouldn't judge Matt LaFleur based on if Malik Willis or Tim Boyle or pick of former Packers backups, if those guys were the ones starting. So that's the difference and why I still think there's a glimmer of hope here moving forward, because the quarterback of choice was not in place, and we know how important that is compared to the rest of the team. Defense, I'm not sure what to tell you there. I'm not sure what to tell you on defense. I'm a little worried about where that stands right now. Offensively, changes are in play so that this thing will look better and more the way of what Fickell's vision is next year.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty glass half full mentality.
I'm trying. That's what
the
people wanted.
That's good, Jesse. We need a little bit of that yin to my frustrating yang. And you're not wrong. The starting quarterback thing is real. Missing Mordecai for a couple games last year. Maybe they beat Northwestern, or maybe they beat Indiana to be. Oh, what would they be? I guess maybe even just win one of those games. Win 8 games as opposed to 7. And maybe this year, I don't know what game they win. That's the question. I don't know what game they win. Maybe they pull up the Oregon upset, but went your way in that
game. It's hard to say because I'm sure there was a domino effect of losing to Iowa, losing to Nebraska, and how that impacted Minnesota today. Like, there's a lot that could have gone on there.
Right, so that is true. They got to figure out the quarterback situation. My glimmer of hope is, outside of the product on the field, which is the final exam, Coach Fickell is seemingly recruiting high schoolers well. They should be another top 20 recruiting class after one last year. So the question is, can he get those guys in there? Can he get those guys ready to play and not have them leave? Because let's say, okay, you have a top 20 recruiting class last year. You're a freshman right now. You experienced this season. Do you want to stick around? I mean, if Nebraska calls you, if Tennessee calls you, if Florida calls you, if USC calls you, and you just experienced this season for Wisconsin, even if it's a lateral move financially, NIL, and probably more given how much, you know, Wisconsin doesn't really do great in NIL, wouldn't you? I mean, if you don't love Wisconsin, if you're not from the state, if you didn't grow up rooting for Wisconsin, if you are a perpetual free agent, I could see why you'd leave. Because you're like, this team is going backward. Everyone else is leaving. I can get more money elsewhere. It would take love for the state of Wisconsin and for the university for you to stay after what we just experienced, which is what we all agree, the most embarrassing, worst season, at least in my known lifetime. So can you even keep the guys that you're bringing in? Who can you get in transfer portal? There's so many questions, and they've got to take a step forward next year. They have to make a bowl. They have to win 7 or 8 games, and that's going to be exceedingly hard with next year's schedule. But there's no excuses.
The phone number to get into the show is 844-770-3776. Jesse Nelson, former Badger, Brad Nortman, TSPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light. Wisconsin loses 24-7 at home to the Minnesota Golden Gophers. No bowl game, no winning season, and they lose the axe. Tough day to be a Badger football fan. 844-770-3776. More of your calls straight ahead. But in addition, we're going to look at your texts, and we're going to take a look at some of the Twitter responses that are rolling in as well to our poll question coming in. 844-770-3776. Is this the worst experience you've had watching a Wisconsin Badgers football season ever? 844-770-3776. Introducing Pizza Hut's new tavern-style pizza, an upgrade to their classic crispy thin crust. Cut into 16 snackable squares and loaded to the edge. It's perfect for sharing during any big game. Find the nearest Pizza Hut location and order now online at pizzahut.com. Pizza Hut, no one out-pizzas the Hut. But plenty of people have out-pizzaed the Wisconsin Badgers this year. They fall 5-7 in the regular season after a loss today to the Minnesota Golden Gophers. More of your responses and reactions following today's game straight ahead from Monks in Middleton at ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light.
Post-game reaction continues next. This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day.
ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light. When you need to refresh on game day, choose a beer as cold as the Rockies. Cold filtered, cold lagered, and cold packaged for peak refreshment. When the mountains are blue, you know what to do, and that's crush a Coors Light. Win or lose, bowl eligible or not, 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Jesse Nelson, former Badger, Brad Nortman from Monks in Middleton. It's ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day as the Badgers fall 24-7. To the Minnesota Golden Gophers, snapping the nation's third longest active bowl streak, ending the longest active streak of consecutive winning seasons in Division I FBS college football. And of course, the axe goes to Minnesota. The Badgers 0-3 in rivalry games against Iowa, Nebraska, and Minnesota in this 2020. Or campaign, which has now come to a close. 844-770-3776. We go back to the phones, and let's welcome in Eric in Mount Horeb. More of your responses following today's loss. Is this the worst season you have ever experienced as a Wisconsin Badgers football fan? For Brad and I, it is. I know there are some of you who have experienced worse. We'll hear what Eric has to say. Eric in Mount Horeb, good afternoon. Welcome into ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day.
Afternoon. I went to the season tickets with Don Martin, which his theory was smaller linemen. The running backs were about 180 pounds, 70 pounds, always behind. And I remember maybe 12 to 15,000 people at a game. When you used to walk in, I had double walk-ins. They let you right in. That's all. Okay. I know.
All right, Eric. I think we're losing you a little bit, Eric. So I'm going to let you go, unfortunately. But thank you for the call. We got the Don Morton era. I knew that would come up at some point if we brought that up. 12 to 15,000 people in the stadium, and that was before Barry Alvarez and the whole renaissance of Wisconsin football and Wisconsin athletics, Brad. So I knew somebody would share that there have been darker times than this.
It reminds me of the truly dark days of Wisconsin Badger football. Not only that, though, what we have been like rescued from, right? Like that was the existence of Wisconsin Badger football. And enter Barry Alvarez, stud, changed the program forever, which kicked off, this bowl streak. I don't think we're heading back that far, but I know in my experience, worst season yet.
844-770-3776. Back to the phones. I'm told we have a very special surprise guest who knows Brad Nortman very well.
I'm intrigued.
Mystery guest on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day with Jesse Nelson and former Badger Brad Nortman. Please reveal yourself.
Hey, this is Kyle White, Brad Norman's long snapper for a couple years there. Hey, Brad, how's it going, buddy?
What's up, Woj? Good to see you, bud. How did you guys stay warm out there at the game?
Oh, cripes, I tell you. You know, we ended up the first quarter, I think my buddy and I got 14-0. We said, hey, if we don't score a touchdown, we're going to the W Club and having a few drinks. So we ended up making our way inside and staying warm. It was hard to watch, man. Brad will tell you this, and what's scary about what we saw on the field, okay, is, and Brad will tell you this, when we were playing, we obviously had a lot of success when we played. But I tell you what, when you see the lack of energy on the sidelines, there's coaches just standing with their arms crossed. There's not coaches flying around. They're coaching guys. There's no senior leader. There doesn't seem to be senior leadership on the sidelines. Guys getting after each other. That's scary. And I went to the Nebraska game last week in Lincoln. It was the same on the sideline there. I think we saw that in the Iowa game, playing in Iowa. And then obviously the game today, no energy. It seems to be, if there's one game you get up for in a season like this, it's senior day against Minnesota for the Axe, right? And that to me scares me. And Brad will tell you, I want to get Brad's thought on this, but I know he'll tell you the same thing. You look at the bowl games, it's so important to get those 15 extra practices, right? Mm. Where the developmental guys can get after it. They can scrimmage against each other. You can develop those young guys that are in the program, not to mention the extra money you make. You know, Brad talked about the NIL money. We're not necessarily ahead in the Big Ten with how we're doing with NIL. That extra money goes a long way. So that's what really scares me about this season. It's the lack of development. It's the lack of NIL money. I'm just interested to see what you guys have to say. I know Brad's probably going to agree with exactly what I said. Because, I'm old, man. Let me tell you something. Everyone good Brad. Brad's on serve with a good long snap, right? So just remember
that's true.
Yep.
Well, so. Way to stay on the line because so for real, way to stay on the line. He's a character, obviously, but he is.
He's more of a character than you would sound like.
It's specialist. I mean, we have a unique bond and we play a unique role on the team.
All that time sitting around doing nothing.
To paint a picture for those who are listening. Yep. Kyle White has been a Wisconsin Badger fan, lived in Madison his whole life, walked on, earned a scholarship, tore his ACL before playing Ohio State, number one in the country in 2010, finished out the year, he was the punt snapper, but obviously can't do that with a torn ACL, finished out the year doing field goal snaps, and so he's been to every single Wisconsin Badger football game, whether in person as a fan or player. I don't know, Woj, since you were like 4 years old, even earlier. So you live and breathe and literally bleed Badger football. So tell me, is this the lowest moment of the Wisconsin Badger football program in your known memory?
Well, so Eric called early and talked about Don Morton. My dad would tell you, hey, you were fortunate to grow up in the Barry Alvarez era, and even Packer football for that matter, but, with that success, because he lived through the 70s when they were crap. They had a pretty good run with Dave McClain in the early 80s and then Don Morton. So I wouldn't say it's the darkest,
but for your
the outlook isn't pretty. For my life, 100%, right? I mean, so my dad bought tickets the year after Barry Alvarez gave the speech, right? Of like, hey, you better get your tickets now because before
it's
long you won't get them. Right? And one thing one thing that my dad always said, and I'm sure there's a lot of fans that did the same thing, right? And like you said, it's kind of the turn of the tide from the bad years, right? The Don Morton era, et cetera. But, it is kind of scary. And my dad always said he knew Barry Alvarez would be good because of the energy on the sideline. He knew that he had a great coaching staff, and they brought it. They pulled guys. Even it was Barry's first year, 2-10. Right, it wasn't a good first year for Barry Alvarez, but what they did see is there was you could see the trend was upwards. There was good coaching, there was energy on the sidelines, there was good senior leadership, And then sure enough, it turned into, what, 30 years of success, 30 plus? You know, so now it's, where do you go from here? You know, and that's what's scary, I think. And in my lifetime, I mean, but, you know, I don't know, man. It's just, it's very disheartening, to go into senior night after a game. Like, I felt like going to Nebraska after we had a shot at Oregon, right? You know, we could go in there. I didn't know what the score would be, but I thought it'd be close. You know, I didn't know if it'd be 3-3 or 21-21 because they both teams kind of didn't have an identity, and then they took it to us. And then it's like, well, it's senior day, it's Axe Day. We got to show up. You know, where's the fire? Where's the energy? And that's what's the most concerning thing. If players start to give up on a coaching staff, that's scary.
Well, you heard it there. One of the greatest long snappers in Wisconsin history.
Gracie,
that's in his presence.
Pump the brakes. Not the best.
I couldn't rattle off of Mount Rushmore of long snappers, so I'm just going to take Brad's word for it. So.
Thanks for the call, Woj. Great to hear from you, bud.
Love you guys. Take care.
844-770-3776. I think you guys are summarizing a lot of what a lot of Wisconsin Badgers fans, alums, and I'm sure people involved with the program may even be feeling now too. 844-770-3776. We're going to keep rolling with your calls, your texts. Our friend Adam Mertz unavailable for the show today, but he is going to call in from wherever he is in parts unknown around the world somewhere. He'll join us to share his thoughts as we close this chapter of Wisconsin football with a 5-7 season, a loss to Minnesota, losing the Axe 24-7 this afternoon at a bitter cold Camp Randall Stadium. Jesse Nelson, Brad Nortman at Monks in Middleton, ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brought to you in part by Canopy Wealth Management, where they carry a long-standing tradition of working in the best interest of their clients every single day. The team at Canopy emphasizes building local relationships and believes that values matter and strengthen their communities. At Canopy, care, competence, and clarity isn't just a tagline, it's a promise. Go to canopy-wealth.com to get started today. Your calls, your texts, your social media responses. 844-770-3776. Wisconsin loses the Axe, not bowl eligible, and they're under 500. Ending the season for the first time in 22 years. More of your responses next on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day.
Post-game reaction continues next. This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day.